Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the Melbourne Storm have a massive prelim final this Saturday. So we're bringing in Ryan Hoffman.
Our next guest helped Melbourne Storm to a grand final win in 2012.
Hoffman goes for the line and he gets it over there. The referee points to the spot. Melbourne 4, Canterbury gets a score.
Now rocking a suit, he'll try to help the Storm get to a second straight grand final and 5 of the last 6.
The mighty Melbourne Storm, they are the kings of rugby league.
Please welcome Ryan Hoffman.
Oh, yes, Jim, the Melbourne Storm operations manager, and 2012, but also 2007 and 2009. We haven't forgot those. Mm. Don't worry about that.
Exactly.
But, Rhino, it must be great to be up there in Noosa with the team, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Billy. It's great to see the boys do well. Another year of adversity, but the boys just seem to take it in their stride and just keep rolling on.
That was Bill's attempt at humour, by the way, Hoff. He was trying to point out that you're stuck in Melbourne and the boys are up there.
Well, look, I've done that many interviews where people have assumed I'm up there and it's been really awkward, so I tried to play it off like I was. You got me a beauty, Bill.
You're in Melbourne.
You just made me out to be a liar. I am in Melbourne.
Sucked in. It's windy and rainy and Noosa would be nice, I reckon. Now tell us, I think you've got, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Storm have got a full list. They've got everyone up and firing and ready to go. Is that right, Hoff?
Yes, mate. Yes, they're all looking good. Joshy had a bit of a hamstring issue, but the Fox is good to go. Big Brandon ran his face into a brick wall, but he's good to go too. So, they've got a few training sessions to get through, but fingers crossed she'll be 100% ready to go, said the other.
We just got Josh Addo Carr here. Josh, you ready to go this week? Yeah, beautiful. Even the cheese. Oh, because there was some doubt there that he had a cheekbone or something like that. You wouldn't know with the cheese, but he's all good too, mate.
Yeah, he is. He fractured his cheekbone at the start of the year, so I think he was a bit freaked out when it happened, but nah, he's all right.
So, Hoff, I don't know whether you caught up with this. We spoke to your incredible coach, Craig Bellamy, a couple of months ago, and we have the hectic cheese on quite regularly. And we spoke to Bellyache about him. Have a listen to the the question's pretty obvious, but his answer's what's funny. Hey, Craig, as we let you go, we have Brandon, the hectic cheese Smith, on regularly.
He's not and right.
We think there's something fundamentally wrong with him. How do you go coaching him?
No, I'm a bit ahead of his. I'm sure he's got something.
That's the funniest thing.
What sort of a unit are we?
Yeah, look. Oh, mate, he's different. He's different, but that's what we love him. The differentness brings out the madness, and the madness is when he goes out and runs in the blokes 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and that they come off second best.
And he's getting some tries. He just sneaks around and gets these tries. Very happy with himself. What about Bellyache? Does he get more intense during the finals, or how's he been?
Oh, look, Craig is Craig. He's really managed to choose the times where he needs to switch off, and which I think has put him in great stead. Like, he'll have the boys ripping the paint off the walls ready to go before the game, but he knows it's a slow burn. No point getting excited too early. We want the boys excited to come 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Hey, talk to me about the 14-day rest and recovery period, because lots of focus in the AFL, of course, with Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs for the first time probably ever both getting 14 days to prepare for a granny. How do your boys find it?
Oh, look, it's the best thing. If you any chance you can get to have a bit of recovery and rest up this time of year, you'll certainly take it. And also, I know, for other teams, they've had to push the emotion button again on the weekend for a sudden death game, whereas the Storm can keep that powder dry and really get ready to push the emotion on the weekend. So, it's emotional time, finals, and it does take it out of you. So to have their boys having their feet up watching the other two teams belt the crap out of each other, there's nothing better.
Tell us about Penrith. What are they going to bring to the table?
Look, Penrith, they're still hurting after last year's grand final. That's quite obvious. All teams would be when they lose a GF. They dug real deep to get away with the win against Para. So, look, they're a quality side. And I think, they're certainly going to come out ready to go. They're going to have the baseball bats ready to go at the start of the game. So we need to make sure we're matching it with them.
Match it early, because I reckon they'll drop off. That game against Para, geez, that was unbelievable game, wasn't it, Hoff? And some are saying the greatest game ever.
Good footy game. I reckon greatest game's ever. A bit of a stretch. I think one we played against the Roosters.
Jim said that.
Yeah, I said that, did I? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. The one we played against the Roosters last year when Pats kicked the 40-minute field goal was a bit of a pearler too. So it was a good game, but I think it's a long way to go before one of the best.
All right, Jim. So maybe have a think about that. But I'll tell you what. What about this Saturday? You turn the telly on at 4 p.m. You watch the Storm and the Panthers now battle it out. Of course, Storm goes through there. And then you just watch the grand final. How good is that, Ryan Hoffman?
Look, it's going to be one of the best Saturdays of the year, to be quite honest, because you know you get an afternoon semi-final, dry weather footy. That's going to be a great game. And then rolling into the AFL grand final, I mean, it's a great night. And, you know, well done to the NRL for understanding that, you know, there are rugby league supporters in Victoria who do follow AFL as well, and they want to be able to watch both. So full credit to the NRL to be able to do that. And after marrying into the Melbourne Demons family many moons ago, I'm quite excited to see both games as well.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because, of course, that you both shared the same facility as well, I think, for quite a while with the Demons. Yeah. So I think there's some synergy there, Hoff.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's been a lot of great success out of that Amy Park with the Victory and the Storm, and it's great to see the D's up there as well. And we're very excited. A lot of the boys know each other quite well. The coaching staff know each other. We see each other. Well, we used to see each other daily here around the place. So to see their hard work get rewarded with a grand final appearance is, really, really looking forward to it.
Now, Bill, I don't know whether we did Hoff justice off the top, by the way. 359 games.
Yeah.
265 of them with the Storm.
Yes.
A 14-time State of Origin player for New South Wales.
Yeah.
And, of course, the three premierships. So when you introduce someone fat, do it properly.
Well, Matty did his stupid bloody stuff, and I had that do it. Fair dinkum. But Hoff's happy. He's down here in Melbourne. Everyone's up there in Noosa. They're about to play the big prelim in Sydney, and Hoff's got to sit here.
Yeah. How good's lockdown? Lockdown homeschooling. Why would you want to be up there at Noosa? How would you want to?
Hey, good on you, Hoff. All the best and go
good school. Luck.
Cheers, fellas.
It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and $50,000 cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.